You sound all right.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you don't have any particularly golden voice like me, but then again, I do.
You sound a little muffled.
Why are you always calling from a crappy phone? I'm sick of it.
I'm on a good phone!
Yeah, really. Tell him, Mike.
It's a top-line phone! It's a top-line phone. I'm calling on the Bell line.
Hey, Alan Fleur sounds like he's at the bottom of a fish barrel. So don't trust his input.
Don't give me any flack, Jerry.
You sound bad.
Look, you guys, now I'm going to talk over
you.
I want to just check. Reed Creamer, Reed Crispy Creamer, our guest today. Are you here?
Absolutely, Animal. I'm right here. It's Reed Creamer, but that's okay.
Okay, Reed, I you know what? On this show, I tell you what your name is. Okay, that's how it works. But anyway,
it doesn't matter what your name is. Is that what you're trying to tell
me? Okay. No, look. I got to tell you, I'm going to bring on a guest before you. Not for too long. His name is Chuck Krugel. He's an employment lawyer in Chicago. He's an old friend of our show, and he answers all our legal questions.
Everyone.
I want to know, is that all right with you?
Sounds good to me, Animal. Let's get Chuck going.
Okay, Chucky, are you here?
Yes, Animal, I'm here. How are you?
You're normal, calm. I guess that's good in your job, being, you know, stable sounding. But I don't want you to sound so stable when you're talking to me, okay?
Let me shoot
just
up some heroin real
that.
Quick, and then we'll get going.
Think about that. Well, welcome back to the show. Now,
thanks.
I asked you here for a specific reason, and so it's only really one question, but I have to admit I've dragged it out this morning thinking about it. Last week, I was listening to another radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, and the guest said that LinkedIn could be accused of being racist, because most of the profiles are of well-paid, well-educated white men. And I flipped out. Is that true?
I don't think so. To me, LinkedIn is very egalitarian. And actually, when you contacted me about that, I read some articles, and one article I read was kind of interesting. It was a 4-year-old article that was very alarmist, and a lot of quotes by employment attorneys claiming that, there could be issues. And then I read a rebuttal to that by a non-attorney, guy who's just a blog writer, and he had a very good rebuttal to that, basically saying that LinkedIn and a lot of these social networking sites are very egalitarian. They're open to everybody. Basically, if you want somebody who's able to read and write, it's a good place to look for people.
Can someone define egalitarian?
It's equal. It's open to everybody.
There's no barriers. Anybody can join. But this woman said that you can be accused of disparate impact, which you told us all about. I learned about it from you. If you only use LinkedIn as your sourcing grounds because you're limiting yourself to these evil, well-paid, well-educated white men. And so resume strategy, I hope she doesn't mind my saying so, but she posted on Twitter, what are you supposed to do? Fish where the fish aren't? I mean, what's up with that? I don't get it.
Hypothetically, it could be true if it's statistically proven that LinkedIn is basically discriminates against minorities. If the numbers
bear
out. No.
But the point is, in law, you told us that it's not. I think actually I heard disparate impact before I spoke to you. Just so you know, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, if they could say if you're only going to LinkedIn, it doesn't matter if LinkedIn isn't intentionally racist, but objectively in its effect, you're only going to the people who feel comfortable on LinkedIn, and you're ignoring everybody else.
Well, first of all, in order for it to be disparate impact, it has to be proven that LinkedIn is discriminatory by the numbers. And I don't think that's been proven. I don't think anybody really knows that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Here's my point. It doesn't matter if LinkedIn discriminates. It matters if it's popular among a certain crowd, and you have to go where all kinds of people find things popular. You can't go into one place if it's not popular with everybody. Is that true?
No, not really. I mean,
good.
If it's popular among if LinkedIn is popular among Coke drinkers more than it is among anybody else, and it's proven that Coke doesn't discriminate on the basis of race, gender, any protected class, then who cares?
Okay.
So wait a minute, you're saying that recruiting on the KKK website is off limits?
Come on, they have barriers. They got barriers. Okay, what about the issue of pictures? She also said LinkedIn might get sued someday for giving too much information about its members because it's really a recruiting ground. And you can see their picture, you can see where they went to school, you know, their full name, et cetera.
You know, it's funny because ironically, one of the articles I read, and it was on one of these articles where they cite, where they quote all these attorneys, it's workforce.com. In order to register for workforce.com, they ask you your gender. So, you know, I I'm not buying it either, the whole photo thing and all that. Yeah, it could be used for discriminatory reasons, but it's not discrimination per se.
Okay, so you think if they were going to get sued by the government, for instance, it would have happened already?
Well, no, not necessarily, but I don't think the I doubt right now. I don't think the lawsuit would bear out. I don't think it would, it would result in
anything. Okay, just two more quickie questions that are different. If I ask my guest today if he thinks middle-aged workers think they know, they're arrogant, they know more than everybody, so they're not as inclined to learn as younger people, and they especially don't want to learn if they have a boss who's younger than them. And if he says, yes, that's true, can he get in trouble with the government? Is it dangerous to talk too freely about hiring issues on this show?
Yeah, I think if you're talking in terms of your business, who you tend to hire, yes. But if you're talking in general, your own opinion, and you're basically and you're not a hiring person, and you're not giving
we're all
your,
recruiters here. We're in danger. Finally,
yeah.
What about if I say Marissa Meyer is attractive? Am I in danger of getting accused of being sexist or something like that?
No, because attractive is a pretty broad word.
Okay. Anybody else got a question for Chucky? Comment.
It might be valuable if he stays on for what I have to say,
does.
Gentlemen.
Thank you. I've lost my voice here, but how can it be discriminatory if the audience that signs up for LinkedIn does it voluntarily?
Yeah, that's
LinkedIn
what he said, Kathy. Maybe you should be a little more hoarse, and you wouldn't be able to ask the question that's already been answered. Okay.
Yeah, but she sounds sexy, so it's all good.
Okay. Now I wouldn't have recognized her if she
here
hadn't
we
said.
Go.
Okay, now Mike Astringer, A. Stringer, wants to talk about something, Chuck, and he wants you here for security. Can you stay just a little longer?
Sure.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
So I thought it would be valuable for other company owners and practitioners to hear what happened to me recently. In the last week, it's come to my attention that a company offshore has created a website under my company name, Human Capital Consultants, at a different domain, and they're facilitating a phishing scam under my company name. So they're reaching out to people who have their resumes posted on the internet. They're presenting themselves as my company, even using one of my old business addresses, and directing candidates to a website where they're uploading their banking information, their personal information, etc. I've gotten literally 150 calls and emails from people trying to verify this, including an older woman last night who called me crying because she had given them her banking information.
Some idiot put us on hold and we're listening to their music. Sorry, Mike.
Talk a little louder about that.
No, that's fine. But so A, you know, I want people to be aware of this, and I want to make sure that, you know, all of you are setting up Google alerts of your company name, because this is actually how I first found out about it. It was posted on some scam warning website. But for your attorney guest here, Animal, my question is, I'm really at a loss here. I've called my own attorney. My own attorney said that we could go into federal court and get a restraining order, but probably not much we could do. Because it is an offshore
entity. Yeah, don't bore the audience. Make it quick.
And I've contacted the FBI, and they seem to have very little interest at all in this.
Okay. Well, Chuck, what could he do?
Yeah, he's done about as much as he can. I've actually had the same issue myself with my domain name and people using that for phishing with email addresses, things like that. And about all you can do is, he's done all you can do. And basically, if anybody comes after you, you're protected for the most part, but there's not a lot you can do against the offshore businesses doing that type of stuff. I've actually gone as far as tracing, doing some searches on some of the sites that were using my name or, you know, my domain, and then tracing them back and sending them emails myself saying stop it, and they actually helped that work to stop it, so I haven't had that done for a few years now. So you might want, you know, this type of those whois searches, the donate, the IP.
Yeah, I actually emailed the email address they're using and said and told them that I've contacted the FBI, and I also called the phone number on their website and yelled at them, but they weren't intimidated by me.
Yeah, they won't be intimidated, but they should stop shortly, because after I did that for a few months, and it took about 6 months or so, but then they stopped. So I found it to be effective.
Six months is effective. Okay.
I'm just left after that story there. I'm just left thinking, out of all the business identities in recruiting to steal, why grab A Stringers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why grab CharlesAKrugel.com? I mean,
CharlesAKrugel.com. You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to tell everybody this is Charles Krugel, K-R-U-G-E-L. He's an employment lawyer in Chicago. He's going to be back in a few weeks for another question about culture and diversity.
Ooh,
and
I love that. I love that.
CharlesAKrugel.com. Chuck, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Animal. Appreciate it.
And okay. Jerry, to answer your question, because it's a powerful brand.
All right.
Yes, it's a powerful brand.
The name.